It's 8:45. Live from the KIOS studios, I'm your host, Mike Hogan, and with me, my guest today, she is the Director of Music Ministry at the Presbyterian Church of La Crosse and also the Executive Director of the Vesper Concert Series. It's Christy Troy. Good morning, Christy.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me today.
Oh, you're so welcome. Thank you for stopping by in taking a look at the 31st concert season.
Yes.
You have not been here for all of them.
I have not.
Not nearly old enough to have run them all these years. But how very exciting. And you're going to do something different to kick off this season, aren't you?
Yes, and exciting. On Monday evening at the Smythe House, which is in the Cathedral District on the lawn, we are presenting this wonderful string quintet group, Sybarite Five. They play chamber music, but in a much different way. They take music from David Bowie and Radiohead and reimagine it for a classical string quintet.
That's exciting. I just gravitate to Bowie first because I think it's more well-known than Radiohead's music from a popularity standpoint. Very conducive. David Bowie was musically complex and very conducive to doing other arrangements, to generating those sounds from non-traditional instruments, wouldn't
yes,
you think?
Yes, absolutely. Yes. If you go onto their website and you can see YouTube videos of them playing that music, if you want to have a little preview before you decide to come down and join us that evening, I think you'll find them very energetic. They're fun to watch. It's fun to hear something presented in a new way.
So for a sample of that, it's sybarite5.org, and I'm going to spell Sybarite for you because it is not spelled as it sounds. It's Sybarite and the number 5.org for a look at that. What is the website, your website?
Yes, it is www.vesperconcerts.org. And you can go there to purchase tickets. You can also pre-order a meal. We'll have food and dessert. You can come and have dinner and dessert. You can bring your own food if you wish. Bring a picnic blanket, lawn chairs. It's kind of going to be a jazz on the green feeling, only with chamber music.
Oh, how fun is that? It's quite a dramatic kickoff for the 31st season. What else is in store for everyone?
We have wonderful concerts coming up. Amarnay String Quartet will be with us in September.
Will that also be outdoors, or will that be a more traditional?
No, our regular season, the concerts take place in the sanctuary of Presbyterian Church of the Cross over there on 114th Street.
114th and what's La Crosse Street?
It's between Pacific and Center.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Other groups we have on tap are Quince Vocal Ensemble. It's an all-female a cappella vocal ensemble that does wonderful original compositions. We have a jazz ensemble in February that will be redoing some of the works of Maurice Ravel for jazz ensemble. So a lot of eclectic, there's something for everyone. There are classical lovers, jazz lovers, everything in between.
Oh, really something to keep one's eyes peeled for. How was the program put together? Was it by committee? Is it something that you pick as the executive director?
We have a wonderful artistic director this will be her second season with us. Stacey Hainline has the vision for Vesper Concerts. And so she has wonderful contacts all over the United States and the world and is an artist herself and so has many contacts and always has her ear to the ground about the next wonderful thing that we might be able to present in Omaha.
Oh, what a chore. When do you, and not to put the cart before the horse, but when do you start looking into the 32nd season?
Right now, as a matter of fact, plans are underway to start booking for the 2019-2020 season.
That's outstanding. So again, to kick things off on Monday, July 16th, it's 7 to 9 p.m., at the garden grounds of the Smith or Smythe?
Smythe.
Smythe House. The Smythe House at 710 North 38th Street. You can bring your blankets, lawn chairs, and picnic baskets, or you can go ahead and pre-order something if you'd like to have it made and don't want to do any of the cooking or bringing those things. You can have it waiting for you when you get there, which is pretty neat. I see here it also says food trucks on site as well, so you can take a potluck if you like.
Yes, absolutely. So you can have them just make it a night out, dinner, and a concert. What could be better?
I want to, the Arizona Daily Star talked about Sybarite 5 and said, expect an experience that will satisfy your inner rock star and your secret Mozart. That sums it up, doesn't it?
That sounds like a lot of fun, doesn't it?
It sure does. Christy, thank you so much. I appreciate
Thanks
you stopping
so much
by.
Thanks so much for having me.
Christy Troy, she's the Director of Music Ministry at Presbyterian Church of the Cross, but also the Executive Director of the Vesper Concert Series, which kicks off on Monday. And you can go again to the website.
www.vesperconcerts.org.
There it is, vesperconcerts.org for more information. We return to Morning Edition right now.